Welcome to the Wealthy Money Property Podcast, your ultimate resource to unlocking your inner property guru and building a property investment portfolio. Now, introducing your host for the show.
Hey, property magicians, welcome to a bonus property podcast. We have Newo Moloto, who is 10 years old, as our guest today. Anyway, my name is Vangile Makwakwa, and I'm the host of the Property Magicians podcast. With me is my co-host,
Mizo. I am Mizo Rindika on all the platforms. Good afternoon, property magicians. Oh, good afternoon if you are in South Africa. We are on day 42 of lockdown. And having a time of our lives, right? We are managing to stockpile the podcast. That's the one good thing. But I also have a restless 10-year-old who demanded to be on a podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
So we decided to give you a bonus podcast. And you're going to hear from my daughter this time.
So the reason why we decided to do this, right, is I told Mizo and she said, when she told me Newo wanted to do this, and I was really excited because I'm always interested to see and hear what kids are learning from their mothers, right, or from their fathers as they observe us manage money. So this for me was purely a very interesting podcast from that point of view. So even yes. The questions that we ask in this podcast, you'll notice that I'm trying to get a deep understanding of what is her money paradigm at this point and how is Mizo's career choices and what she's talking about shaping her point of view, right? And I think this is always so interesting because we don't realize how much we shape our children or how much our parents have shaped our outlook with money.
And us, And for me, what was funny is, I'm like, she says, "Oh, I want to be on the podcast." I'm like, "Which podcast? Let me interview you so that we can do a mock podcast." She says, "No, I want the real thing. You and Auntie Vangile, you invite other people. And where are my questions anyway? I want to talk about Minecraft." What's funny? That's funny. So she was very clear what she wanted to talk about. That's one. Mm. Two, she wanted real questions. She said, "No, I see you email each other questions and you copy questions." I thought I was going to just make a mock something, put it on Podbean and she can listen to it. She wasn't having it. She wants the real deal.
Yeah, so we actually crafted real questions for her.
And she wanted us to send them to her. And she went and called her au pair, who's not with us anymore, to say, "Can you help me prepare?" Because she trusts the au pair. Apparently, she knows how to prepare her for everything. So they had been practicing overnight. So my interest as well is that she loves building, right? Mm. She is a special person. Yeah. And Newo is my natural GPS. When I get lost and I ask her, "Did we turn here left?" She's like, "No, mommy, you went straight for a little bit and then you turned right." She has got a natural GPS and she knows how to find directions. So she loves this game of Minecraft, and that's all that's on her PlayStation. There are other games. There's cars and there's soccer, but her favorite CD on her PlayStation is Minecraft. And she builds houses.
Yes.
And the first word, complicated word she learned when she was in grade naught was architect. And she came home and she's like, "I love this word. It's architect." And she would tell me about it. So, you know, this came very naturally for her. So she doesn't know that she's building. She doesn't know that she's doing real estate. But that's what she does. You know, I don't tell her that that's what she does. So
I'm just watching with interest. Why she shouldn't tell her. She doesn't want to do anything that her mom is doing right now.
No. But everything that she builds, she's like, "Mommy, you have too many books. for you, I'm going to build a separate reading room. Oh. So I always have a reading room, and I have shelves that are all over the wall of the Minecraft house. Some of them are on the floor, and I've got enough lighting. Yeah, so, you know, in Neo's house, I always have a reading room. It's great.
So, guys, we hope you really enjoy this. This is our bonus left field podcast. But I told Mizo that I just have a feeling this podcast is going to leave it, because intuitively I felt like it's going to be an important podcast later on. So hope you guys enjoy it. Hi, Neo.
Hi.
Mizo's not going to say hi to Neo because our guest today is Neo. She is Mizo's daughter, and she wanted to come on this podcast. And we're making her come on the podcast because we really want to hear what she's picking up from her mom. Mm. So, to start off, Neo, why did you want to come on the podcast?
Because I'm bored during lockdown and it seems fun. because I'm bored during lockdown, and it just seems fun because I hear my mom laughing a lot.
So your mom tells me that you've been working on Minecraft. What is Minecraft?
It's a virtual game where you can express your creativity. You can do whatever you want. Nothing's stopping you. There's no monthly payment thing.
What do you do exactly on Minecraft? What do you
I love building houses. Otherwise, natural generated structures called villages.
Okay.
So there's different types of wood to villages. I like renovating. That's one of my favorite things to do. It's just fun to work with different houses, because their houses are horrible. Mm-hmm. They can build it in the middle of a forest.
And then you fix it.
Wow. Oh, I don't hear you.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a cartographer that sometimes he needs a house. I like breaking down his house, expanding it more, and then I put his cartography table. And then you can work inside his house.
Oh. I never knew that. All I know is that you built me my reading room. All of the houses, I have a reading room. Sometimes at the bottom of the house. Sometimes it's outside. It's just made of glass. And what else? What else do you do on Minecraft?
Otherwise, there's another mode called Survival Creative, where you build with unlimited resources. You don't lose resources or anything like that.
What is resources?
Resources. Redstone. It's like technology, electricity. So when you connect it to things, it can do wonders. So Minecraft likes taking out bugs from the game.
Okay.
Because people use it for redstone, which is the technology. Mm-hmm. So once, and we have a Minecraft community, so once they remove the bug, and there's so many different kinds of Minecraft players, someone who plays with redstone, someone who plays with buildings, someone who explores, someone who likes animals. So what they do is they discover different things in the community. So the whole community
share resources.
Here's how they do things. And there's no time for YouTube to go there. You can just ask your community.
Whoa. Okay, so wait a minute. So, Noah, are you telling us that on Minecraft there are actual adults who work with building materials who are on Minecraft?
It's for all ages. I mean, I started about 7 years ago on my friend's PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Mizo.
But yeah.
Absolutely. She does. Okay, and there are these animals that are square.
I don't understand. I have real questions for Neo, right? Like, she and I have real discussions. So, Neo, I am on this obsession with shipping containers. Does Minecraft show you how to build with shipping containers?
No, there's a thing called an inventory. It's like checking into your pocket. You have a million things in your pocket.
Yeah.
Not really shipping. No. I mean, you can build a boat, but it's a very small little rowboat. You just row.
Oh, she's rowing.
So does it teach you guys how to build with different materials? So you said it teaches you how to build with different materials. Tell us what you've learned from building with different materials from playing Minecraft.
It expresses more of your creativity with color as well. There's so many different colors and different textures with color. So I might like the color red. There's different textures of red. There's a red terracotta. There's red concrete powder, red concrete, red bricks, everything.
Wow. But sometimes she's got rivers coming, or I don't know, the pools. Why are the pools sometimes under the house when you go to the bottom? What's that about?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you load into your terrain or where you live.
Speaking to the mic, Newa.
Into the mic.
Yeah. So I built a mansion yesterday. I showed my mom yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I was just in the mine because I built mines because it's Minecraft. Minecraft. So I started mining. And I found that there was an underground dungeon underneath my house.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
You hadn't surveyed before.
No.
So what do you do then with the dungeon?
I just looked at it. There's mob spawners. So there's different kinds of fantasy kind of things. So there's zombies, there's giant spiders, there's giant cave spiders, skeletons with bows and arrows. So survival, there's another mode called survival,
mm-hmm.
where you work with the resources that you have and you craft them to build up to a moment. I watch a YouTube channel called Luke the Notable. What he does is he plays the days mm-hmm. of the game. So one day he made a 1,000 days playthrough of the game. So he makes a goal to the end. So he makes profit out of different villages. So he goes on exploring, he takes sand, makes it into glass, sells it to the villagers in the desert because they need glass. Okay. Maybe they need glass to make crops.
Well, there are villagers inside of Minecraft.
Yes.
There are different villages.
Yes, they look like Squidward.
Like what? So people can also sell to you in Minecraft.
Yeah.
Kind of, yes.
Mm. Wow.
Interesting.
Wow.
She sits for hours building in Minecraft. So I see that.
I am really loving Minecraft. So what are you learning from Minecraft when you listen to your mom talk about property? What are you seeing is the similarity between Minecraft and what you learn from your mom or what you hear her talk about when she talks about property?
When she talks about property, it gives me an idea. So when she watches the home channel to watch property things, I look at it, I look at the house, I take the design of the house. One day I looked at a house and she asked me to build her dream home in Minecraft, and I saw a house that looked kind of like that on the TV.
Wow.
And I took it from the TV, put it onto my PlayStation, and I started building.
Wow.
I like that. I like that very much. All I remember is the reading room though.
And I built a dolphin tank.
Yeah, she gave me a dolphin tank. I mean, where am I going to get a dolphin, right? Oh,
can you imagine a whole dolphin tank? but I love it. Okay, so I'm very, very curious, Newa. What have you learned about money so far? Just watching your mom and all the things that she does around money in business.
Mostly she tells me money is important, that you know how to use it. So we have this book. It's called African Wealth and the Little Money God. It's a really good book for kids.
Yeah.
It teaches you in stories how money works. So there's people who lie about money, people who have money, people who don't have money, how people got business and how they work with business and how they got their business and different ways of business. Lots of business.
How they built from nothing.
And literally nothing.
Literally nothing.
Everything.
Yeah. So What's your favorite story in the book?
To be honest, it's the people that lie about money. So
why?
So people who have money, mm-hmm. they would say money's not everything, money's this, money's that, everything bad about money. Even though money's kind of good. It's really yeah. good. It teaches you the value of money. I have a friend, I don't want to say his name. One day yeah. he said, "Hey dude, can I break this to our other friend?" Mm. And then he yeah. said, "No, you can't break it." "Yeah, but your parents are super rich." But he doesn't understand yeah. the value of money. You have to pay for it. Things you have to pay to keep your car, you have to pay for the house. He just thinks, yeah, your parents are rich, so
yeah. So, do you feel like you understand the value of money?
Kind of, but I understand that money is not like that.
Money is not like what?
It's not like the story I just told you about, my friend.
Yeah. So what do you think of real estate investing? What have you picked up from your mom, watching her and hearing her talk about real estate?
To be honest, sometimes it bores me. When you say too much, it gives me just my head. It wants to explode. It wants to run away. It wants to jump off my neck and run away.
That's all I watch.
That's all she does. That's literally all she does. You're not gonna come to the TV and see her watching cartoons, watching anything really.
But I watch Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, she watches Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, but who doesn't watch Tom and Jerry? Amisa, everybody loves Tom and Jerry.
What do you watch?
I like The Thundermans mm-hmm. and Henry Danger.
So you still haven't answered my question, okay. Ewol. What have you picked up? What are some really good things that you picked up that you think, I like that, what I'm hearing?
I like the fact that it helps everyone. So let's say I want to build a house or a few more houses. Like mm-hmm. an investor, they would come invest to funding to help you. And once you finish with it, you just pay them back. It's like a loan. Like,
wow.
Okay. From one guy to another guy to the back.
Oh, it helps other people.
So it helps everyone. Yeah. Who else does it help? Who else have you seen it help? So apart from the investor and the person who wants to build the house or sell it, who else do you think is getting helped?
I think when the government builds homes, that helps building houses in the state. It helps with housing. Because can yeah. you imagine how many people are homeless right now in lockdown?
Yeah, definitely. Whoa, you've actually picked up quite a bit. You've picked up all about investing. That is the core of real estate investing. Well done, Newo.
Shall we go on to the next segment?
What is yeah. the segment?
Yeah, we have a nice segment.
What's the segment?
We have a nice little segment.
We call it the Journey to Magical Expansion. Yes. And we're going to ask you the same 5 questions that we ask all of our guests. But they are easy.
Yeah.
They are nice.
This very is like, easy. So are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready? So I'm going to have your mom ask her favorite question. She really, really loves asking everyone this question. So go for it, Lisa.
My favorite one is, what is your favorite book or a series of books that you want to recommend to other 10-year-olds? It can be a real estate, a wealth book, or just a fun book that you...
Diary of the Wimpy Kid, definitely. Number one book.
Okay. All right, then.
Okay. Why?
I mean, who doesn't?
I'm just really interested. Why do you want to recommend that book?
It's just interesting for people my age. It's okay. just really interesting because they're very carefully the main character of that book. Mm-hmm. It's his journal, but it says diary. He said, my mom bought me this diary and I want to call it a journal. So don't expect me to say, yeah, diary this, yeah, diary that. So it really lets our age, oh. around our age, but in America they call it middle school. So we would call it middle school.
But you are in middle school, right? Interson is middle school.
Yeah. Okay. But they're in America, so they call it. Yeah. And it just relates to everything, how some of us are introverts, some of us love video games and PlayStation and everything. And then we have a lot of sometimes you can think about your family like, whoo, this is the hardest family to live with ever. Oh, one family.
The shade is all you're being dragged in the shade.
I know.
So question number two. What inspires you? What inspires you, Noah?
What inspires me? Depending on what? What does it happen? Definitely when I'm dancing. The one, the you know, K-pop, yes. BTS, A17, Wanas, they all inspire me to dance more.
Okay.
Because all of their groups have different styles of dance. BTS are more controlled. Wanas, they're more small. And 17, they have more complicated and sophisticated. And A, they just have more rhythm.
Okay.
So it's the different groups that inspire me, definitely.
That is interesting.
Cristiano Ronaldo, my soccer career is coming. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay, wow. Misa, the next question.
What do you think you still need to learn? Oh, no, it's not that one. It is what do you still think you need to learn in Minecraft?
I definitely need to learn a different way of decorating the outside, like the exterior. I am bad at the exterior, and I think I put too many windows.
Okay. And in real estate, is there anything you want to learn?
No, I don't think I'm going to pursue any career of it.
Okay.
Wow. What about money? Is there something that you want to learn about money?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Except your mom tells me that you want to learn how to make $1 million on YouTube. Is that not true?
That's
so that's true. Money. That's about money.
She wants
how to make it.
It's called subscribers.
Oh, it's called subscribers.
Every year.
Okay. You want subscribers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
when you get popular,
everyone. Yeah, so let's see. When you started Minecraft, what is one thing that you wish you had known that would have helped you play it better?
That I learned that you need to get wood before you do anything, because my friend and I would load into a game. We'd load in.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, let's collect resources and build a house. And I said, oh, what are you doing with that wood? And I decided to build a house out of sand. But then I found that sand full, so I suffocated.
Oh, speaking to the mic, Noah.
So I built a sand house.
The same house.
It's just made out of normal sand.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sand fell on top of me because it's the roof, and it fell on me, and I suffocated.
And I
need wood. I cannot build a house without it. Minecraft, the first thing you do, get wood. Otherwise, you never build. All right.
You guys are learning some powerful things about building out there, huh? I think I want to play Minecraft. So, what is the one thing that you want other 10-year-olds to follow, a resource that they can use, that you think is really good, can teach them about different things, make them smarter as 10-year-olds? What is the one thing that you would recommend?
I recommend, if it's Minecraft, I recommend Mumbo Jumbo and Green. Green, he's more of the builder like me.
Mm-hmm.
And Mumbo Jumbo is more of a redstone engineer. He's the one with technology. So when they mash it together, they're really good.
Okay.
Amen. I'm learning that through my shipping container housing obsession. Technology has to meet the actual structure. I agree.
Structure. That's it. Well, Nero, thank you for being so gracious, for offering yourself. Normally, we invite our guests to come onto our podcast. But we just thought, okay, now that you are not so occupied today, maybe you can give us a view on property and property and life. Thank you for being on our podcast.
Thank you, Nero. Thank you guys for listening in. Thanks, Property Magicians.
Thank you for joining us for the Property Magicians podcast. Please share this episode with your family, friends, and even strangers. If you find this valuable, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and Podbean station. Or better yet, subscribe to our mailing list at wealthy-money.com. Again, wealthy-money.com, and receive our complimentary Creating Intentional Wealth ebook. Also, join the conversation on Facebook in our Facebook group. Just type in Wealthy Money Magicians, answer the questions, and join the Facebook group. Let's have a conversation about money and all things property related. Thank you once again.